Some of the most spectacular sights in creation are found underground in limestone caves. Did it take millions of years for these caves to be carved, or were they created quickly? Stay tuned.
When we look at the process that forms caves, it's completely compatible with a young Earth worldview.
This is Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal. I'm Chris O'Brien for the Institute for Creation Research. The awesome size and beauty of limestone caves make them features of public wonder and amazement. Can these caves give us evidence for rapid formation, or did it take eons? Join us for the next 15 minutes as we explore how limestone caves form and what they tell us about the age of the Earth. Dr. Steve Austin is a geologist for the Institute for Creation Research.
More than 130 caves in the United States are open commercially, and at least 13 national parks and monuments contain caves. The world's longest cave appears to be Mammoth Cave in Kentucky, which has 150 miles of accessible passageways. The largest subterranean chamber in the Earth is believed to be the Big Room at Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico. The Big Room is about 1,312 feet long, 656 feet wide, and 295 feet high. It contains the Great Dome, a stalagmite, which is 62 feet tall. It's an extraordinary feature there at Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico.
So how are limestone caves formed?
Limestone caves form by solution. The calcium carbonate that forms the limestone rock is attacked by acids in rainwater, especially the weak acids of rainwater, and the limestone is dissolved, goes into chemical solution, releasing calcium and bicarbonate ion. This is the hard chemical that we find in well water, especially around limestone areas. Calcium and magnesium and bicarbonate are the chemical ions produced by the solution of limestone. Modern limestone caves show evidence of ongoing solution, and they are the products of this limestone solution process where acid dissolves the limestone.
A good example of acid dissolving limestone happens underground in Kentucky.
The rates of limestone solution are absolutely phenomenal. In central Kentucky, there are no surface streams. All the water drains underground into sinkholes and then through a series of caverns or caves that are not well explored into the major rivers that are surrounding the central Kentucky plateau. It's been estimated that there are something like 460 tons per square mile per year of limestone being dissolved today. At that rate, limestone caves could be formed in just thousands of years, not millions of years, as evolutionists require. And over periods of millions of years, hundreds and hundreds of feet of limestone could be dissolved off central Kentucky. It doesn't appear that central Kentucky is millions of years old. The limestone caves that we see there are substantial, but the groundwater solution process and the attack by this acid produces these caves rapidly.
People who visit the majestic caves are amazed at what's inside.
The most interesting aspect of caves are the dripstone formations, especially the what are called spelothems, and the stalactites and stalagmites that are inside the cave. The stalagmites are those big mounds that form on the bottom of the cave as water drips onto the bottom of the cave, and as the water is dripping at the top of the cave, we have the stalactite, the formation in the ceiling of the cave.
How long would it take for these to form?
Some people say it takes multiplied thousands or even millions of years for cave formations, the dripstone and the spelothems and the stalactites and stalagmites to form. But they actually can form rather rapidly. We've seen some good examples on the backside of cantilever dams where we see stalactites that are forming today, underside of the Lincoln Memorial where considerable length of stalactites are forming. This shows that the cave formations themselves are probably just thousands of years old, not millions of years old. So as I look at limestone caves, I see the evidence of a geologic solution process that's dissolved away the limestone to make the chamber of the cave, and while also seeing the evidence of the drip process that's created the formations inside the cave, the stalactites and stalagmites being the most significant. And each of those can be interpreted rather nicely in terms of a young Earth perspective.
Evolutionists claim carbonic acid slowly dissolved these caves. Michael Ord is author of An Ice Age Caused by the Genesis Flood.
A recent article and accompanying commentary in Science add another variable to the origin of limestone caves. It appears that sulfuric acid has been primarily responsible for the excavation of at least 10% of the caves in the Guadalupe Mountains of southeast New Mexico and west Texas. This is especially the case for the larger caves, such as Carlsbad Cavern and Lechuguli Cave. What this means for creationists is that cave formation, in at least some cases, was much more rapid, since sulfuric acid is much stronger than carbonic acid.
There are other interesting things about limestone caves. Bill Hoche is a geologist with the Institute for Creation Research.
In many cases, there is evidence, including erosional features, large boulders, and so on, indicating a water flow that was once much greater than what appears in the present time. Something unique and extraordinary has happened to form these caves, it seems like.
Dr. John Morris is the president of the Institute for Creation Research.
You see, in a creationist perspective, the limestone deposits in which we find these caves, they were deposited as limy mud during the great flood of Noah's day, when unthinkable processes of erosion and redeposition of sediments were on display. Great hydraulic forces, more dynamic, operating on greater scales and intensities than anything we see today. Our research leads us to believe that the waters of the flood were generally hotter and often more acidic than waters today. These factors would have continued for centuries following the flood, even during the Ice Age, which followed, until things finally began to settle back down. And during this time, obviously, underground erosion of limy sediments was enhanced as great volumes of acidic waters were forced through the easily erodible sediments, which had not yet fully hardened. In this way, caves and then formations form rapidly and produce features like the Great Dome in Carlsbad Caverns. Things were different back then. No way do caves demand millions of years.
Bill Hoche.
Apparently, these things are unique to the Pleistocene, which we would regard as a period shortly after the flood and probably several thousand years ago. Although it's frequently claimed that caves have existed in earlier geologic times, this claim is not at all convincing. It seems that these things were unique to one period in history shortly after the flood in our reckoning.
Michael Ord.
The creationist time scale is challenged often by uniformitarian scientists. Cave formation is just one challenge claimed to take too much time. However, the addition of one more variable, either neglected or not considered, can change the result. In the case of cave formation, caverns can be excavated very rapidly by sulfuric acid instead of the slow reaction of carbonic acid. We now have evidence of sulfuric acid excavation in caves.
Why is it important for Christians to know about limestone caves? Dr. Austin.
Caves are very important features here in the United States and elsewhere in the world, and national parks and monuments, commercial caves are well explored and are open to the public, so it's a natural attraction for people, and we just need to think about the process that's formed caves. And when we look at the process that forms caves, it's completely compatible with a Christian creationist young Earth worldview, and that is a significant thing because it shows that we have an apologetic, or we can give a reason for our understanding of caves. And we don't have to be persuaded by evolutionary dogma about something. We can actually go and look at a cave and see the significant formation.
Caves can also give us a unique window into the past.
Fossilized remains of creatures are often found in caves. Cave openings, of course, are natural hazards to animals. And in some cases, when you have an opening that has existed for probably thousands of years, well, then you, as creatures tumble in and either get injured or killed so they can't get out or starve, in that low bacteria environment, you build up a record of past animal life. It's very interesting. This reminds us that the early post-flood world was populated with creatures unlike those of today. Thus, much of our understanding of creatures like saber-toothed cats, ground sloths, and other exotic creatures that are now extinct comes from this kind of record that we find in caves.
This reminds us that the early post-flood world was populated with creatures unlike those of today. But doesn't this evidence support evolution?
Not in the slightest. This is rather a case of extinction. Extinction is a process we can see happening in the present world today. And it's perfectly consistent with the Romans 8 passage that we can read about in the Bible. It says that the whole creation is groaning and travailing today. Another passage that's very, very interesting regarding extinction is Hosea chapter 4. Let me just read a passage of this. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood touches blood. Therefore, now this is what's interesting, therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of the heaven. Yea, the fish of the sea shall also be taken away.
So extinction is connected with man's sinful behavior.
Extinction is something that is a product of a cursed and a fallen world. It's not a part of God's original good creation. And so this it's not just evidences for creation that we point to as creationists. We also can point to evidence for corruption in the present world as well, of a once perfect order.
It appears these caves were originally formed rapidly by some cataclysmic event. Dr. John Morris.
The flood, that's the key. Geologists typically don't include the flood in their thinking, but they should, because it's a fact of history. On the authority of the Word of God, it's a fact of history. The reason people don't like to think about the flood is because it was more than just a catastrophe, it was a judgment of sin. The wicked people before the flood are identified as rampant sinners, and we know that the wages of sin is death. Noah's flood was the instrument that God used to judge that sinful world. Of course, the Bible doesn't stop there. It tells us of Jesus Christ, who came to die to pay sin's penalty of death, so that we can be forgiven and have eternal life. And this is the real message of Limestone Caves. God hates sin and punishes sin. The limestone deposits, always full of fossils, dead things that died in the flood, is eloquent testimony of this. Rightly understood, they point to Jesus Christ. Now, I encourage parents to use such visual object lessons to teach your children. Teach them of God's holiness and His justice, and that He judges sin. Limestone caves, rightly understood, speak of Christ.
If you'd like to learn more about limestone caves, just ask for Impact Article number 79 when you contact ICR. That's Impact Article number 79. Or visit our kids' website at www.icradventures.org. That's www.icradventures.org. To ask for today's free offer, please call toll-free 1-800-7-GENESIS. That's 1-800, the number 7, and the word Genesis. And you can address your letters to ICR at P.O. Box 2667, El Cajon, California, 92021. If there's a topic you would like us to cover on the program, then email us at radio@icr.org. ICR's website address is www.icr.org. Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal, is a production of ICR. For the Institute for Creation Research, I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.